You're listening to Morning Edition on WHYY. Good morning. I'm Jennifer Lynn at 7:33. It's a big day on the air for one of our neighbors on the radio dial. Today, after 25 years of hosting mornings at music station WXPN, Michaela Majoun steps away from the microphone. She's going to dust off a screenwriting career and remain in the area. I had lunch with her recently at the Blue Cat in Fairmount. We chatted about what's beckoning her and the surprising way we first came to meet. I have sung for you on WXPN.
You have? Was it for First Impression? No. Women's Music Hour?
Women's Music Hour. I think it was in your old studios. I was singing harmony vocals with a woman named Nancy Falco, who used to live in Philadelphia, and she's now living in Ireland. And I don't expect you to remember this. This was like 1998.
Oh, my God. You know what? I just got the most beautiful card from Nancy because she heard that I was leaving, and she wrote me the most beautiful card. Are you still way in touch with her?
Yeah, I visited a couple of times, and I listen to her music when I can on the CDs that we've made, just to kind of go back in time a little bit. So I want to talk about, what are you going to be doing?
I am going to be writing, and I'll be writing screenplay and television scripts, which is something I started doing when I lived in Los Angeles before coming to Philadelphia. I actually had an agent for writing in LA, and my plan was to come to Philly, get on the radio in a major market, and then go back after a year and use the job here to get a job there so I could support myself while writing. I had a writing partner who was independently wealthy, as so many people are who go to Hollywood to make it. So I thought that would work out great, only the agent did nothing for us. I forgot to go back. The writing partner and I aren't even speaking anymore. So the trajectory has changed, but it's been a great one anyway.
You're taking a big risk. You're going from something that's been comfortable, I imagine, for a number of years to something that doesn't sound exactly fleshed out completely.
It's pretty fleshed out. I mean, except for I have a lot of ideas and things I've started, projects I've started, but you have to start somewhere with writing. And I have done this job for 25 years. I was in radio for a few years before that. So I want some new challenges. And my whole plan of working on radio in the morning and writing in the afternoon didn't happen here, let alone going back to LA and having it happen, because a job like my job has been is more involving than just being on the air in the morning. Maybe somebody else could have done it. I couldn't do both. I need a lot of time and more rest and more quiet and centeredness to be able to write. And I'm really looking forward to that.
Well, tell me a little bit about that process.
Well, I just wrote a screenplay in less than a month to submit for a kind of fellowship that I found out about. It was interesting because I made up my mind I was going to do this, and then an idea came to me, and I just sat down and it came out of me, the characters, their names. It was almost like fully fledged, and I haven't had that experience before, but maybe that's the way of the future. I like to be up in my writing room in my house looking out on a beautiful scene. And it would be better if it were cleaner in there, I think. But I think as a full-time writer, I'm going to have a really clean house because that's what I do instead of writing. You know, an important thing, I'm much more focused than I was when I came here to do radio and much more confident, I think. So some of the things that I've learned along the way include you have to show up. Just as you show up for a radio show, I mean, you have to make yourself show up if you're being self-motivated to write. But showing up in that room is really important no matter what happens in that time. You might write something, you might not. You might discard it. By the way, I love the process of editing. The initially putting things down is much harder, but this most recent experience was really a gift.
That's Michaela Majoun, host of the morning show on WXPN in Philadelphia. Today is her last day on the air. She tells me she'll take her listeners out with a Beatles song, but I'm not sure which one. But here's one I chose as we bid her farewell and good luck. You say-